Banff. A proposal to charge a higher fee for winter burials in Banff died on the council table. Councillor Hugh Pettigrew flagged concerns about an administrative proposal to add a differential burial rate in the fees and charges bylaw for burials from November through April. It's hard enough to lose someone. I am just wondering if there is another way to handle this extra cost, he said during the November 22 Governance and Finance Committee meeting. I think it would be more appropriate to the families, more respectful, at least from my perspective. Burial fees in Banff are based on the cost recovery model for the municipality. Town of Banff administration added the new fees for winter interments in the fees and charges bylaw to help recoup higher costs associated with burials in winter. A full burial fee for adults is currently $682, but the proposal would have seen fees for winter set at $1,023. A cremation burial is $316 but would have been $474 in winter. It does take a little bit more time and it's a little bit more expensive to do burials in winter, said Andrea Stewart, the finance manager for the town of Banff. However, council opted to go with the existing one-tier rate. Count. Grant Canning said Count. Pettigrew raised a good point. If someone does pass away, I don't think you should necessarily have to pay more depending on what time of year that person passes away, he said. During the meeting, Chip Olver looked for feedback from her council colleagues on an idea to give a discounted burial rate for families who are Banff Access Program cardholders. The Banff Access Program provides discounts on a host of services and programs to adults 18 years and older and their children living under affordability measures identified by the municipality. Burial costs can be onerous on a family and it's always a very emotional and distraught time, said Count. Olver. Administration indicated this was an option, either by making changes elsewhere in the cemetery's section of the fees and charges bylaw or through general tax revenue. I'll bring this up at service review then and we can have a more wholesome discussion, said Count. Olver. Service review gets underway on November 29th. The fees and charges bylaw is scheduled for three readings on December 6.